Seng Longlat has been cooking since she was 7 years old.
Cooking is my passion. When I cook, I put 100% of my heart and soul into what I'm making.
Seng Longlat learned many of her skills from her grandmother in Laos. Now, she operates a popular restaurant in Washington, D.C. She spoke to VOA recently about her life and cooking.
My mom was too busy working, so I have to cook for my three other siblings. I remember it was a joy for me to learn, to observe whatever my grandmother would give me an assignment to do.
Her family fled Laos in 1981 as the country struggled with the effects of the Vietnam War. They went to Thailand, where they spent 2 years at a refugee camp. There, she learned to prepare different kinds of food.
I was 12 years old. I learned how to cook for my neighbors. We have neighbors from all over Laos, so I got myself exposure to different types of Lao cooking.
Then her family moved to the U.S. West Coast and settled in the San Francisco Bay Area. Seng Longlat was the oldest child. She continued to cook for the family while her parents had jobs and worked long hours. Many years later, she has taken that experience and used it to launch the first Lao restaurant in Washington. Chef Sung, as she is called, opened her restaurant in 2014. At the time, Lao food was unknown in the D.C. area. She started in the restaurant business by working at a Thai eatery just outside Washington. Once that business was profitable, she began to offer its customers some Lao dishes. She said few of the people who come to her restaurant know about Lao dishes or even where Laos is. So she has to teach Americans about the food and her homeland. Lao food, or cuisine, is different from other cooking traditions in Southeast Asia. But it is also the same as the cuisine of northeastern Thailand, an area called Isan. It was once part of Laos. On her website, Chef Sung says people in the Isan area speak a form of the Lao language, and they eat many of the same foods, including sticky rice. She says the Lao probably eat more sticky rice than any other people in the world. It also helps explain the name of her restaurant, Dip Khao.
Dip Khao mean a basket, a vessel that holding sticky rice. It's a part of Lao culture. If you go to Lao's household, you always gonna see Dip Khao. It's a basket that is also meaningful for our Lao culture as well.
An important part of her success is the fresh taste of her dishes. There are some herbs and vegetables that she cannot find in stores near Washington. So she grows them at home. She said an example of this is kaffir lime leaves, which she adds to salads. The restaurant industry also has noticed Sung's work. She said she was surprised to learn that her business was nominated as one of the 50 best new restaurants in America by the food magazine Bon Appetit. The nomination came less than 1 year after her eatery opened. And this year, Sung was nominated as a Best Chef Mid-Atlantic semi-finalist for a restaurant industry award, the James Beard Award. She also was nominated last year. However, the biggest award, Sung said, is doing what she loves. She said cooking makes her happy and is an important part of her life. I'm Mario Ritter.